Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a rag a cut slice guide for VHS rave color inside Ableton Live 12, and the vibe is very much DJ tool, not just sample pack decoration. So the mission here is simple. Take a vocal with attitude, chop it into playable slices, and shape it so it feels gritty, hyped, slightly haunted, and a little bit like an old cassette tape that survived a warehouse rave. We want that classic ragga energy, but with a degraded, nostalgic edge that sits properly in drum and bass. This kind of tool is super useful in a track when you want instant identity. Use it in the intro to set the tone, in breakdowns for call and response, in switch ups to reset the room, or in the outro when you need something mix-friendly that still carries character. Indeed, NB, a good vocal slice can do a lot of work. It gives the drums something to bounce against, it gives the arrangement a human voice, and it can make the track feel like a real piece of culture instead of just a technical exercise. First thing, choose the right source vocal. You want something with bite. Ragga. Dancehall. Jungle MC energy. Anything with strong consonants and short phrases works really well. Think words like rewind, selector, pull up, come again, or any custom chant that has attitude and space between the words. You're listening for syllables that hit hard and can be sliced cleanly. Smooth singing usually isn't the move here. We want phrase material that already feels rhythmic and commanding. Drag the vocal into an audio track and find the best section. If the timing drifts a bit, warp it if you need to, but don't overdo it. Too much stretching can turn a gritty vocal into digital mush, and for this style, a little roughness is actually a good thing. In fact, that imperfect edge helps sell the VHS rave color. Once you've found a strong phrase, consolidate it so the edit is clean and easy to work with. Then the fastest route is to load it into Simpler and use Slice Mode. That's the core of this workflow. Simpler in Slice Mode lets you turn one phrase into a playable instrument, which is exactly what we want for DJ tool. Set the slicing to transient if the phrase has clear attacks. If it's a little more smooth or connected, try slicing by 1/8 or 1/16 instead. You don't need a million slices. Start with around 8 to 16. Keep it manageable. A lot of people make the mistake of overslicing too early, and then the vocal loses its attitude because it turns into tiny fragments with no identity. Think in phrases, not just syllables. Each slice should still feel like part of a performance. Now build a MIDI pattern that plays the vocal like a selector working the crowd. Don't think of it like a melody pack. Think rhythm first. Put the main phrase on a downbeat, answer it with a short slice on an offbeat, leave space for the drums, and repeat the strongest hit so the hook lands. That space is important. If your break is busy, mute the vocal there. Let the drums breathe. The contrast will make the next vocal stab hit much harder. Velocity matters too. Use harder velocity for the main hits and lighter velocity for ghost notes or little filler slices. That variation gives the vocal a more human, live feel. If you want a tighter, more edited energy, quantize fairly hard. If you want it to lean more jungle and loose, let a few hits sit slightly the head or behind the grid. That tiny push and pull can make a huge difference. Now let's shape the slices so they don't just sound like clean sample playback. In Simpler, tighten the amp envelope so the slices behave like stabs. Keep the attack fast, the decay short or medium depending on how punchy you want it, and the release fairly short if you want a DJ tool that cuts through the mix. Tiny adjustments to the start point can also help each slice feel more intentional, especially on the first 50 milliseconds, because that's where the listener reads the attack and the attitude. To bring in the VHS rave character, add some tasteful degradation. Saturation is your friend here. A saturator with a few dB of drive can add harmonics and make the vocal feel more urgent. Drum bus can also work nicely for extra body and transient snap, but use it carefully so the vocal doesn't get muddy. The goal is not to destroy clarity. The goal is to make it sound worn in, tape aged, and alive. Now build a processing chain that gives you the color. A strong stock chain in Ableton would be EQ8, saturator, echo, reverb or hybrid reverb, auto filter, and utility. Start with EQ8 and clean up the low end. Roll off anything below about 80 to 120 Hz so the vocal doesn't fight your sub. If the vocal feels boxy, pull a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, tame some of the upper mids around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then hit it with saturation. You want enough drive to warm it up and add grit, but not so much that the words disappear. After that, use echo for a short dubby trail. Keep the feedback moderate and the wet amount low enough that the vocal still leads. A short 1/8 or dotted 1/8 delay can feel really good in this context. Add reverb sparingly to create that warehouse haze, not a giant wash that buries the rhythm. Auto filter is where you can fake some of that old tape and scanline motion. Automating the cutoff slowly over time can make the vocal feel like it's opening and closing through a damaged playback chain. It's subtle, but it's effective. And utility is just there to help keep the signal under control, especially if you want to manage width or keep the important part of the vocal center. If you want the texture to feel even more believable, try resampling. Record the processed vocal to a new audio track, then chop that again. This is a really powerful move, because it prints the character into audio, and once it's audio, you can pull out unexpected tails, weird delays, and accidental rhythmic details that sound very rave, very found sound, very old school. Use automation to turn the vocal from a static loop into a performance tool. Automate filter cutoff to make phrases sound distant, then open them up as the arrangement builds. Automate echo feedback at the end of a bar for that pull-up feeling. Automate reverb, wetness on the final word of a phrase so it blooms into the next section. You can also automate saturation drive to make drop entries hit harder. A really strong way to think about arrangement is in energy tiers. Tier 1 is sparse, filtered, and atmospheric. Tier 2 is rhythmic and readable. Tier 3 is bright, chopped, aggressive, and stacked with more effects. Move between those levels across your intro, build, drop, and switch up. That creates shape, and shape is what makes a DNB track feel like it's going somewhere. Here's a very practical arrangement idea. Start with a filtered vocal in the intro, just a few hints every four bars. Open it up gradually. Bring in a stronger phrase before the drop. On the last bar or two before the drop, increase echo feedback or reverb bloom. Then cut hard into the drop. That kind of reset is golden drum and bass. It gives the crowd a cue, and it makes the drop feel bigger without you having to add more elements. Now let's talk mix context. A vocal chop can only do its job if it sits properly with the drums and bass. Keep the low end clean and mostly out of the vocal. Let the sub own the foundation. Make sure the vocal is not fighting the snare or masking the key drum transients. If needed, use sidechain compression, but often good arrangement is enough. Place the vocal in the mid-range pockets and let it answer the bass instead of competing with it. A really classic move is call and response. Vocal hit, bass response, snare, atmosphere tail, or vocal hit, drum fill, then a new vocal stab. That relationship between the vocal and the rhythm section is what gives the track swagger. It makes the vocal feel like part of the system, not just pasted on top. If you want extra depth, build a second ghost layer. Duplicate the simpler instrument, pitch it slightly up or down, low pass it harder, delay it by a few milliseconds, and keep it quieter than the main layer. Then use it only on select hits. That creates a shadow following the lead chop, which adds size without cluttering the main rhythm. You can also create multiple slice banks from the same vocal. One bank can be clean and intelligible, another can be more degraded and filtered. Another can be chopped into tiny fragments for fast rhythmic edits. Switching between these by section is a great way to keep the idea fresh without needing a new sample every time. For darker or heavier DNB, keep the vocal sharply edited and let the bass do the heavy movement. The vocal should feel like a weaponized tag, not a lead singer. If the track starts to feel too bright, soften the top end with EQ and keep the VHS tone dusty rather than glassy. You want worn and atmospheric, not polished and sterile. Quick reality check. If you remove the drums, does the vocal still feel like a performance tool? If yes, you're probably on the right track. If it falls apart without the beat, it may be too dependent on the groove and not strong enough as a standalone phrase tool. So to recap the core workflow, choose a vocal with attitude, slice it in simpler, map it rhythmically like a DJ tool, shape it with saturation, echo, reverb, filtering, and EQ. Then automate and resample to build movement and VHS rave character. Keep the vocal in the mid-range, leave room for the snare and sub, and use repetition and space to make the hits land harder. For practice, try making a simple 16-bar vocal tool from 1-2 to 4-second phrase. Slice it, program a short pattern, add EQ, saturation, echo, reverb, and utility, automate one filter sweep and one echo rise, then resample the result and chop it again for a few extra hits. If it can sit over your drums and bass without getting in the way, you've got a usable DNB weapon. That's the goal here. Not just a chopped vocal, but playable ragga slice guide with real personality, club function, and that warped VHS rave color that makes a track feel instantly alive.